Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, June 14th, 2021. The corona situation in Berlin continues to relax. On Friday, for the first time in many months, all three Berlin traffic lights were green when the seven-day incidence fell below the yellow mark of 20. The RKI reported 16.6 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants in Berlin in the past 7 days. On Thursday, the value had still been at 20.2. The other two traffic lights have been showing green for quite some time. The R value was 0.63 on Friday. This value, which indicates how many more people a person statistically infects, had already fallen steadily in the days before. And the situation in the hospitals is also encouraging. The utilization of intensive care beds with corona patients was 8.9% on Friday. And this traffic light also shows green and is comparatively far away from the critical value of 15%. In addition, the Berlin Health Administration did register 90 new infections and 4 additional deaths related to COVID-19 on Friday, meaning that 179,553 people in Berlin were infected with the virus since the pandemic began, and 3,517 died from or with the disease. If two traffic lights do return to yellow, the Senate must discuss new measures. And if two lights return to red, relaxations must be withdrawn and tightenings decided. Police are investigating a vaccination doctor on suspicion of fraud. The 43-year-old is alleged to have provided several blank vaccination cards with stamps and batch stickers at the Arena Vaccination Center in Treptow, in addition to her regular work. Last Wednesday around 4 p.m., an employee at the center observed the doctor issuing blank vaccination cards. In addition, other blank vaccination cards were found on site. The employee then informed the management of the center, and police became involved as well. Authorities were able to question the doctor at the center, and €1,000 in cash was found in her locker. The doctor was temporarily arrested and later released after her personal data was taken. The police took action against illegal parties late Friday night in several parks and green spaces in Berlin. Per a spokeswoman, police officers encountered more than 1,000 partygoers in Mauerpark in Prenzlauer Berg after receiving noise complaints. Some of the participants threw bottles at the police, and 2 officers were injured. Per a report by BZ, a total of around 2,000 people celebrated and drank close together at Mombiju Park and James Simon Park near Museuminsel, where shortly before midnight, groups from the two parks attacked each other with tear gas, and the police had to intervene and clear both parks. Later that night, officers were also deployed at Hasenheide in Neukölln after residents complained about noise. Only a few days ago, the district office of Neukölln had informed about the complete overuse of the green area. According to police, several of the operations in the parks were triggered by complaints about noise, and they had to then enforce compliance with the still valid corona protection measures. So remember, according to the Senate's Infection Protection Ordinance, last updated at the beginning of the month, quote, every person is still required to reduce physical social contacts with others who are not part of one's own household to the absolute minimum necessary, and to refrain from traveling and leaving one's own home or usual accommodation only for valid reasons. Unquote. Staying, quote, outdoors in public spaces, especially on streets, paths, squares, and in green areas, unquote, is still only permitted with members of a total of no more than 5 households and, quote, an upper limit of no more than 10 persons present at any one time applies, unquote. The obligation to keep a minimum distance of 1.5 meters from fellow human beings, if possible, also still applies. The district mayor of Neukölln, Martin Hickel of the SPD, is promoting the idea of opening the apron of Tempelhofer Feld for parties. Hickel said on Saturday in an interview with RBB InfoRadio that partygoers in green spaces such as the Hasenheide cause a lot of noise and garbage, and he thinks that parties organized by a professional club in a designated location such as Tempelhoferfeld would be a better alternative. According to Hickel's assessment, such organized open-air parties could be a business alternative for clubs after the closures and restrictions imposed by the Corona mandatory break. Parties outside bars and clubs have recently and repeatedly made headlines, usually broken up by police. What was left behind, according to Hickel, was trash and destruction. The majority of people registered in Berlin were not born in the capital. RBB has published a data analysis and an interactive tool that shows where the birthplaces of Berliners are located around the world. As of December 31st, 2020, only 46.2% of Berliners were born here, and 53.8% moved here. The RBB tool can be used to evaluate the birthplaces of people who moved to Berlin according to three categories: cities or municipalities, federal states, and countries. For example, 23,177 Berliners were born in Hamburg, followed by Damascus at 17,676 and Dresden at 17,000. And in country ranking, Poland takes the lead with just under 125,000 people, followed by Turkey and Russia. If you would like to find out how many people from your original country or municipality moved to Berlin, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.